Vi debitis Deum sicuti est. You will God see as he is. That is the great promise that John the Apostle in his first letter conveys to us. One day we will see God as he is. This is a great mystery, and therefore there's small wonder that even the apostles did not immediately understand the words of our Lord Jesus Christ linked to this great promise when, again in the Gospel of St. John, he told them, "A little while, and you shall not see me. And again, a little while, and you shall see me, because I go to the Father." And they did not understand what that meant. We, after more than 2,000 years and the coming of the Holy Ghost over the apostles and their successors, have been explained over and over again what the Lord meant with these words. As a matter of fact, there are three moments linked to this decisive encounter with God where we will see him as he is. We are already a step further than the apostles to whom Jesus spoke. He was still with them bodily, and they could touch him and be with him every day. We are already in another phase because Christ has gone back to the Father. But even if we do not see him bodily, he has left us his presence. We can see this presence not with the eyes of our body, but with the eyes of faith. And Holy Catholic faith tells us that he is always present among us by the force of his grace that he conveys to us in the seven sacraments, and especially and substantially and with his body and soul in the holy sacrament of the altar, where certainly he is hidden from our eyes, but we know he is there. He veils himself, but we can see him under the mysteries of the Blessed Sacrament, so that we can believe God never leaves us alone. Because this moment, where Christ has already gone to the Father, and the mysterious presence in the sacraments remains with us, that is the moment that will become decisive for the next step. Now we see him with the eyes of faith, and therefore he wants us to follow his commandments because of the authority of the teaching of the Church and his teaching alone. Our faith brings us to him, and by the force of the sacraments, the force of divine grace in these seven signs, we can be strengthened in the struggles of our lives. Now is the time where he proves us. Now is the time where he asks us daily, "Even if you do not see me with your bodily eyes, do you believe in me? Do you confess my faith and my truth? Do you live according to my commandments?" All what St. Paul says today in the epistle speaks of this important moment of transition where we are asked to follow the Lord, and where he sees whether or not we are ready to see him as he is one day. How we behave ourselves here, how we try to strengthen our faith, how we communicate the certainty of our faith to others, is all decisive for the next step, for the next moment, when we will see him as he is. Because that next moment will come for every human being. We will all see in the moment of our passing God as our judge and Christ as the universal Lord of everything that is created. We will see him in this personal moment of judgment, and the entire world will see him in the universal moment of judgment, where he will disclose his glory to everyone so that everyone can see him as he is. And then we will know whether our faith and whether the life according to the commandments and according to divine charity was strong enough to not only see him in the moment where he will be our judge, but also see him in that blessed eternity where he will disclose all the wonders of his divine might and beauty to us. When we see him in the moment of our personal passing and in the universal judgment as he is, everyone, by seeing God as he is, will be scrutinized to the depth of his soul. And God will notice the measure of our charity. God will notice the strength of our faith. God will notice whether every day, in spite of our frailty, we wanted to give a sincere answer to his request, "Do you love me?" And if we live in this moment with the sacraments of the Church, if we go frequently to confession to cleanse our lives, then he will give us all the grace necessary to be able, in the moment of our personal passing, to see him without fear, but with the great confidence of his children that we are through grace. And then, perhaps through a moment of purification, where he will be temporarily disclosing his beauty in front of our eyes, so that we can be cleansed through waiting and suffering. Perhaps through this moment, then we will all be in front of the gates of heaven. And these gates will be opened for us as they were opened for his apostles. And then comes the final moment, the decisive moment where he discloses all his glory in front of our eyes, where we can finally see him, the Son, together with the Father and the Holy Ghost, in all the glory of heaven. That will be the moment where, seeing him, we see everything that we could ever desire, and all our desires, all our wishes, and all what we could hope for will be fulfilled in one single moment of seeing the glory of the Almighty Trinity that discloses all the charity that it has for us in this moment of eternal vision that never will finish. We call it the beatific vision, and we are created for it. And therefore, the Lord explains to the apostles, "A little moment that you will not see me, but then you will see me again because I go to the Father." He is now in the glory of the Father, and he's waiting for us, waiting to disclose everything he has for us in front of the eyes of our body and waiting to embrace us with this final charity and with this final vision that never will end. That is the great promise St. John has given to us in the name of the Lord. Videbitis eum sicuti est. You will see God as he is. That is the promise for which we live as Christians. That is the promise for which the church has been founded by our Lord. That is the way God shows us. And we see it as a beginning in the glorious liturgy we celebrate in St. Mary's and everywhere in our apostolates. God is waiting for us. He can't wait until we see him in all his beauty, in all his glory, and in all his fatherly charity that he has prepared for us. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.